The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3795 of the BFO for Tuesday the 23rd of August 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're gonna finally tell you about things happening on the cruise of a lifetime. Hello, Grecian Urns, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your Grecian Urns today because y'all, if everything's going according to schedule, 1 p.m. in the afternoon today, we'll be arriving in Santorini, Greece, and leaving at midnight. And y'all, we are going to go visit the Pyre, P-Y-R-G-O-S village. And y'all, we're going to have wine and a mezze platter. Oh, Big Fatty mezze platter. Is that anything like a poo-poo platter? Well, it's probably kind of like a Greek poo-poo platter. Big Fatty, it sounds delicious, but vulgar too. Yeah, gotcha, y'all. We are aboard the Odyssey of the Seas, and y'all. But before we get to what's been going on the ship, y'all, I need to go back and tell you a little bit more about the Colosseum tour in Rome, y'all. It was absolutely amazing, and if you ever get a chance to go to Rome. Do the Colosseum tour and the underground part and everything. And y'all, it's just amazing to know that. We found out there are lots of myths about gladiators and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, it was very informative, and it was Big Fatty is not a history kind of person, but y'all, I really enjoyed this, and showed us where the center of town ended up, and we talked about some of the emperors and all those kinds of folks. And y'all, after that was over, y'all, by the way, we walked up the same steps that the gladiators walked. Well, we walked up the ones that they would walk down, the same steps that the gladiators would leave the arena and go down to be dressed for their battles, it was quite a moment. And
Big Fatty, did the locker room smell like the special chair area?
Well, no, it had been cleaned.
The special chair?
No, the gladiator area.
Big Fatty.
After that was over, Durwood and Corbeth and the Nip and Dr. Stone, they decided they were going to explore a little bit more of the area. Y'all, we saw where Julius Caesar was uttered the words, "Et tu, Brute?"
Big Fatty didn't have something to do with champagne,
no. And y'all, he was cremated. I didn't realize he was cremated. But anyway, I guess maybe everybody. Well, no, not everybody. But anyway, Granny and I came on back here to the motel, and y'all, I was hot and sweaty, and I just needed a shower. And y'all, after I got out of the shower, this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
Will you be ready for swimming? A dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Big Fatty Squeaky Gentleman Caller didn't come along with us, so I will be Squeaky Gentleman Poodle.
All right, y'all, we, ever since we landed, in Rome on the Grin Doctor, y'all, this little 22-year-old, from Norway, cute as a button, just kept, oh, hey, hi, and, y'all, he was traveling with, his traveling companion, who was 62. So, y'all, he evidently enjoys the company of older gentlemen. And you know, I just didn't put much into it. But, y'all, he kept coming back, and he was relentless in a good way. So I knew they were going to be down at the Coliseum a little bit longer. So I said, "Well, come on over." And y'all, he came over, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And in the middle of the humpity bumpity, the nip walked in. Even though I had sent a testimonium saying, "The Norway boy is here. Don't come in." And so the nip came in and saw Norway boy's butt and said, "Oh Lord." So he was a kind, he was a good friend, y'all. He went and waited in the lobby, and y'all, it was not a quickie. And, but y'all, it was just lovely. This Norway boy, I was only the second American that, a gentleman that he had love, chamber activities with. And he stayed in touch, and he says, "Where did you get your papas?" And, you know, Big Freddy, I knew you'd hook him on the papas. And, y'all, just, Big Fatty taught him a thing or two. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. Anyway, y'all, that evening, we went, y'all, we had a lovely meal, Saturday night in Rome, and, it's a little restaurant, but y'all, it was a restaurant. It's like the advice that Alex and Brandon gave us. Don't go in a restaurant where the menu outside is in English. And y'all, this menu was not in English. I had spotted this restaurant earlier in the week, and it was just kind of down this side street, but it looked nice and everything. I said, "That looks like it would be a good place." And y'all, just by accident, we ended up there. y'all, but it was lovely, just lovely. And y'all, they had the best rosemary focaccia bread. Oh, God, it was so good. Durwood got a cheese tray. You know, y'all, if there's a cheese tray nearby, it has Durwood's name on it. And then we, what did we do then?
Big Fatty, we don't know.
We turned in, because we had a early morning. We got up Sunday morning, and we had the complimentary brofkas. Y'all, it was a nice brofkas. Then we all finished packing our valises. And we met down in the lobby of the motel, and y'all, our driver showed up in his chauffeur outfit. Y'all, it's a Mercedes van kind of thing. And y'all, we had so much luggage that it filled the thing all the way to the ceiling in the back, and we had to put a couple of the carry-ons up in the front seat next to the driver. And but y'all, it was a nice drive. He played sort of quiet opera music in the background, and what do we do then?
Big Fatty, we don't know.
Y'all, so we had a nice ride over to the port. We got here, checked our valises, y'all went right in. We were a little bit early, but y'all, ours was the first check-in time, so we went right in and went through the metal detectors and everything. And of course, they had to pull Big Fatty aside because they weren't sure what the micro hoist was. And
Big Fatty, they thought it was something vulgar.
Well, it could be. It could be considered something vulgar for some people. But y'all went through, y'all, and it was time for our group to, the check-in counter was not open yet, but, our group was the first ones, and y'all, of course, we use the key, and, you know, because that's the fancy pants, thing, and, we, went in and got checked, y'all, the nip, just as soon, he says, I need to go tee-tee. And not less than 2 minutes after he went to go tee-tee, they called the group. So, boom, you know, everybody's moving up towards the check-in counter. Check-in went flawlessly. Our COVID tests were accepted. And, y'all, then after we checked in, we had to wait a few more minutes before we could board the vessel, as they say. And y'all went through the security to get on the ship. And y'all, we immediately, like good homosexuals will do, we immediately went to pick up our cocktail coupons. and the place to do it was right there in front of us. And y'all, the line was unbelievable later on. But we did that. And then we, what did we do then? Oh, we checked in at our lifeboat station. You know, you meet at a different restaurant or something like that on the ship. And y'all, the lifeboat drill is all done virtually, except they actually have to see you at the meeting point, I guess is what it's called. And y'all, after the meeting point, we headed to the restaurant for our special lunch, compliments of the key. And y'all, it was just lovely. We were able to drop off our carry-ons, and they brought them to the room. And y'all, then we sat down with the lady who was booking the special times for the key on the North Star, which is the big arm that goes up in the air and out over the water. And also for the I fly, y'all, is where you get in the wind tunnel.
Big Fatty, is that kind of like your colon?
No. And you fly up in the air and up and down and everything. And we were able to do that. And then we sat down, had a lovely, just a lovely lunch. Y'all, the nice thing is the rooms weren't going to be ready till 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, by the time we finished our lunch, it was about 20 minutes after 1, and they made the announcement, hello,
everybody, and Big Freddy. Your room has been papayaed, and so, y'all, we came up here to the room, and I think we all unpacked our valises
and I think did some walking around, checking out different parts of the ship and everything. And then they had the sail away party at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, Durwood popped open one of the bottles of champagne Big Fatty had ordered for each room. And then we had the sail away. And y'all, we sailed away right on time, which was unbelievable, given the fact that it's, here's Durwood. Durwood, you want to say hello to everybody?
Hello, everybody.
Okay, how many cocktails have you had already?
I've already had 8 tickets already done.
Do what?
8.
8? Y'all, it is 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Holy crap. So, anyway, okay, with Durwood, for the rest of the afternoon, he's just going to sit back and giggle at everything.
Right.
There it is. And, y'all, as we were walking around the ship, y'all, I hear this voice and says, hey, don't you, aren't you the master of ceremonies at the inappropriate pool parties at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex? And I said, well, yes, I am. He says, I'll be there in September. I couldn't come to the one in June or July. And I went, thank you for calling. And before I said that, I had said to Durwood, there would be nothing that would excite me more than somebody walking up to me and saying, excuse me, are you Big Fatty? but y'all, this was the second best. I mean, it was, and y'all, I was taken aback, but it was kind of.
I did take him back.
Yes, he was cute.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so, y'all, after the sail away party, I guess we just had supper. And we went to the main dining room. Mine was quite good. I had, I don't remember what I had, but it was good. And you had a big old poke chop.
Yeah, the jerk pork chop.
Oh, you jerked off a poke chop. Okay. what did I have?
You had the French onion soup.
I had, the French onion soup was so good. And
prime rib.
Oh, I had the prime rib, right, and it was okay, but it was the bread and y'all the butter, and then we had lovely desserts. I had a blueberry and paella. Cobbler with some ice cream. Y'all had a little bit of a lemon hint in there too. Durwood had it as well. And y'all, after that, y'all, we were all pooped. We were all pooped, and Big Freddy and some were drunk. It's true. Oh, Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely what day. Oh, y'all. In the elevators, there's a plaque, and they change it daily, and it tells you what day of the week it is. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, and that didn't make any sense other than I thought about it at that time. So, Mr. Eight Drinks over here, Octo Drink. So, and y'all, we're getting ready to go down to the bingo with, and y'all, we miss Miss Richfield in 1982, but anyway, we're going to go see another drag queen pull a cute boy up on the stage, and y'all, we'll see if the inner tubes work to Big Fatty's favor here on the ship. Say goodbye, Durwood.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.